Welcome back to another episode of Mishmash Al-Mahlash podcast. I'm your host, Abdo. And I'm sure we all have one question in mind. Why the fuck does Earth have a second moon? When did Earth just suddenly acquire a new moon? I mean, I know it's like temporary, you know. A moon will get a new moon for like Shahr al-Ajaj. But still, it still feels like it's one of those unique events that, you know, they happen once in a lifetime. Do you get to flex on your kids or whatever? Well, I don't know the answer, Nkudibelik. I'm not a big astronomicist. I'm an Aries, you know. I don't know that star shit. No, but what I do know, for the past few months, four to five months, I've been on my training / winter arc, plus still water, plus noradrenaline, plus German stare, plus Jamaican breakfast, plus Sigma, plus those who know. But I've been living my best life, you could say. I've been gaining ma yusamma bil dad lore, you could say. But a big part of it is I felt conflicted ma hnahiya. On one hand, I really, really, really wanted to share more podcast episodes. But at the same time, I kind of just, you know, weighed my options. On a normal day, I had two options. Either A, wujud like exams or homework or whatever, and then go back home and then go to gym or whatever, and then record a podcast episode, edit it, release it on the same night, go to bed or watch a show or something, and then go to bed. Or B, do homework or prepare for an exam or whatever, go to the gym, and then on that same evening, go out with friends to visit and explore a new city. I don't know what do you think is the better option, but me recording that podcast episode is enough answer for you. No, but truly, I've been really exploring and hopefully living my life. I think most of them I am not able to tell on the podcast for various reasons. But yeah, that's why I've been orbiting the podcast space, you could say, rather than contributing it. But again, I've received a comment from a friend to encourage me to yap even more. And actually, this is shout out to her. Thank you for telling me to yap, because you know what? Yeah. All right. Well, questions aside, I wanted to move on into the subject here today. And it's a very rant. It's a rant. It's not a subject. You can have your own opinion. Please do let me know if you have your own opinion on Instagram or whatever. Just do let me know. But honest to God, real question, all right? Mano el mano, face to face, women to women, I don't know, human to human. When do we stop living life? Like, not in a like, all right, I'm depressed, I want to end it all type shit type of question, but like, in more of a sense, gel, I've achieved my goals, so what comes next? That's what I've been thinking about, Hedliyam. And do you know why? Because around August, nos gel August, lakhar gel August environ, story time, you could say, I've been very, very, very stressed and worried about living conditions, gel. If you didn't know, kun second cité gel wahed l'université, and since I'm going to be starting in a new university, I had to go find another place to live in. And I couldn't move into the other cité because rules keep down till October, yakhrin ajerru li f September. Donc I had 1 month of me being homeless, so I was like, fuck it, I'll just get an apartment instead. And apart from the fact that, you know, it's moving places, starting a new place, all of that in a new country, li loga madabtash at all, a bigger part of me was considering or really appreciating the facts li kont kansbara sbiha, with me saying that, oh, you know, once I'll settle in, once anjma kul shi, I'm gonna be so happy, I'm gonna have a perfect life, la 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 la. And you know what? It worked for a long time. Vraiment, support rasé. Vraiment, I was like, you know what? Yes, I am stressed, I am exhausted, physically overworked. Walakin, I will thrive, and fash I move into the apartment, I will. And after 2 to 3 weeks, جل أجي هنا مشي هنا جيب هادي كوموندي هادي جيب هادي افتح هادي بلا بلا بلا, I moved in. I thrifted most of my furniture. I moved in into this new place. Literally a church. Right now, I'm looking at a cross near Jesus right now. So I'm always protected in a way, you could say. But the apartment is great. It feels like a lovely dream. In fact, I just finished eating homemade fish tacos with tzatziki Greek sauce. I don't know how to say it correctly, but it's like the Greek cucumber yogurt sauce. And that shit was bomb, bro. That shit was amazing. And at the same time, I'm reading a book. A really good book that I really enjoy my time reading. Yellowface by Rebecca Kuang, by the way. But, and at the same time, oh, I'm going to this soiree. I'm going to this evening. I'm going to a Turkish cafe. I'm exploring thrifted places. A lot of these things, Zema, in full honesty, it feels, it is an idea, a concept, a life, the teenager self, my teenager self, would be incredibly happy to have had. If I tell, 15-year-old Abdu billi, hadi al-hayat li tabak, when you're 22, awla, whatever, bro would be extremely glazing my shit right now, bro. Honest to God. But as much as I am, كتفكرني في داك المقولة ديال, I saw it on Twitter, I saw it somewhere. It goes like, I used to pray for moments like this. Voila, I used to pray for moments like this. And it's essentially a quote slash saying that makes you realize that the things that you are living now are the things that you used to pray for. But the issue is that since we are so busy, I don't know, it feels cliche with that sujet. It really does, but like, it feels like the right moment too at the same time. It feels like, since we're always occupied with حياتي and what we do, we really do end up just forgetting. And yes, I used to pray for moments like this. Really do. But the funny thing is, you can, for you to combat that feeling is, have a gratitude journal, practice gratitude. But I got time for that. I don't want to be that corny ass motherfucker who's doing that shit. I'm not a cornball like that. I'm not gonna wake up, meditate and then be like, oh, today I am grateful because I have a carpet I can sleep on. Today I am grateful because I was able to use my air fryer. Today I am grateful because I can buy shitty Japanese coffee. Bro, I'm not gonna do that shit. Come on, let's be real. That feels so... I get its advice and I get that if I do it, I'm probably gonna feel better. But the concept itself does not make you feel better. It does not make you want to do it. That's what I want to say. It does not make you want to do the thing. And that's my issue and thus had the episode. Because it really feels like for a very, very, very... For all of us, I think majority of humanity, we just never live, we just never stop life in a way. I take amtila to reinforce, because apparently that's what you do when you discuss ideas on the internet. The standard path, you get born, you go to school, you go to college, you graduate, you get a job, you get married, and then you live your life with your wife and family, you make a family, and then environ, you start thinking about your grandkids, and then you start thinking about inheritance and your legacy, and then whatever. And this whole period, you could say, this whole period is very... there's no space in between it that makes you think like, oh, when do I get to stop and breathe? When do I breathe? And yeah, sure. Yes, vash kachi vacances del summer vacation or whatever. That is a break, you could argue. But is it really a break when you are still worried or thinking about what comes next in your life? And don't get me wrong, I would really, really, really love for me to be like, oh, well, you know, had idea patterns come from the fact that it's capitalism and in a capitalistic society, you know what? To some extent, probably true. Fuck it, you can also see social media of the Kalhadra as well, like, you know, how you compare yourself to people, blah, blah, blah. You can probably do that as well. It also fits the cake. It also fits the mold, and that works. But I don't believe that's the case. Maybe it's naive of me, maybe it's stupid of me, I don't know, but I really don't believe, like, it's a contributing factor. Hadik, it's influence had life decisions that we have, but I don't think it's the main reason. You know what's the main reason? It's the main human emotion is present in every single human. Jiel wanting more, Jiel wanting next. I don't think in any point in human history, and, you know, if there's things that can prove me wrong, please do prove me wrong. But in my opinion, I think historically, evolutionary, there was no singular point in human life where we didn't have a, how do you say, we didn't have a point where we never had the luxury for us to not think about what comes next. When we were unga bunga typing in, you know, caves and shit, we were always worried about our next meal, about our legacy, about our offsprings. Will the clan survive? Will it not? Fish, we developed trade, then we became settlers. We then started to worry about tribalism. We started to worry about earth. Not earth as in, like, ecology earth, but more as, like, you know, geography earth. Like, you know, المساحة اللي كتoccupy your nation or whatever, and politics and shit like that. And then you just keep going like that. And then it goes on and on and on and on and on. And this is on a bigger scale. On an individual level, probably more, probably less. And, you know, we've always had that primal emotion of just wanting to do the... of just wanting to... what comes next? What comes next? What's next? What do we do next? And for honesty, let's be honest. Is it that bad? Like, is it... really that bad? I don't know. Because on one hand, yeah, you feel like you're never enough. You feel inadequate. You feel all that stuff. But on the same time, it kind of keeps you pushing forward. Like, the motivation, like, if you know what I mean. Like, that shit low-key makes you more motivated for you to do stuff. Yani. Yimkin. But truly, like, the desire, or the inherent desire to wonder what comes next for hayat, I feel like is a driving force. Like, many things in life, yes, you have to balance very carefully. You have to, you know kifash chaamil maaha. But I feel like if you are aware of these emotions, then yeah, you can probably work towards something or some, je ne sais quoi. You can work towards a goal, right? Point case, for example, is me, right? After I moved into this apartment, so I settled and I finally felt at peace, I found myself worrying about other shit. Like, oh shit, I have to think about my social life. And then I was starting to work towards a social life and building a community I can rely on and kada. I was like, oh man, I don't feel like I have enough creative input for dunya. So I was like, oh, maybe I should learn how to play the bass guitar. And then I was researching the bass guitar and it drove me to go around the city looking at gays bass guitars around the city, which is, that is a fun activity in itself, because I wouldn't have found like 3 or 4 different cafe shops around me that are really creative and are really cool. But through the quest of me wanting the creative input, I went from wanting a social life to finding a social life to wanting a creative input and a creative outlet to looking for bass guitars. And then I realized, really, oh, bass guitars are not it, because I'm left-handed. I played guitar before. I'm left-handed, and bass guitars not are right-handed, and the left-handed stuff is really expensive. So I was like, okay, so no bass guitar, then shit, I guess I'll just go back into shooting TikToks or making silly little videos, or, you know, doing whatever. So I start looking into cameras and I start looking on how to do videography. And then I was like, oh shit, I would really like to buy a camera. But then as you start looking at buying a camera, you start having the illusion or like the idea that you're wanting or like the idea that you're having a camera makes you feel like you're a good videographer or like you are making some progress towards your work. But realistically, you're not. You're just giving yourself the illusion that you're doing it, right? So I become aware of that. So I go into the next thing, which is like, okay, well, I can't, well, maybe I can't do it. If I do it, then I certainly lack the skills to do that. Then, you know what? Let me go read. I go read. I pick up a book. I'm like, oh, shit, I miss writing. You know what? I do write. For a fact, I wrote an entire article about empathy based on Les Expériences Jelly. Do check it out on Medium. Please do. So I finished writing. I'm like, okay, well, that was enough creativity, but it still feels inconsistent enough. I need more creativity. And then you get throughout the process, like, okay, well, I'm on the pursuit of something, but at the same time, I still want the... It's like juggling بزاف الكرات at once, because, okay, well, sure, you want to write. Okay, so it means you have to research, you have to find inspiration, you have to do all of this. But then you also have to balance this with your other hobbies. I want to watch YouTube. I want to finish One Piece. That shit's been going on for like months now. I need to finish One Piece. I need to play more video games. I need to read more books. I need to socialize. I need to learn how to cook. I need to do so many things. And I'm sure this is, holy shit. Sorry for that. And I'm sure you realize this is a common experience among many people. First, you have so many interests and hobbies at once. You kind of just don't know, like, what's the next move? I don't know, what do you do next? But what's my point with all of this? My point, when first you high-key, low-key, just start worrying about the next move, you might accidentally find yourself at, like, something fun or something nice to do. I mean, you know, just me recording that podcast was the effect of a friend telling me, like, oh, you can yap. I would love to listen to you yap. You don't have to be a perfectionist about these episodes. Just go and yap. And I'm like, I'll do it. I'll go yap. And as much as it hurts me to probably release this episode into the public, because I don't think this is a good episode marra at all. I think it's really not paced correctly. And I think it's really yappy and not very well structured. I like to believe there's like 4 to 1 person who would like listen to this episode and would find it somewhat entertaining. But my hope in this is not within the podcast episode itself. No, my hope is that through this effort or through recording this podcast episode, I end up doing something else or like it ends up with me doing something else. I hope that it would inspire me to go do something, to attend an event, lead us something, to go pick up, do something else. And then from that, recycle Shunut LMT into this or like a book or like an article or like whatever. Just, you know, active pursuit, Yoshi Haja, would lead you to the pursuit of something else, whether directly or indirectly. Or so I would like to believe. Thus, we go back into the initial question. When does life stop? Apart from your death and apart from sleeping, I don't think life stops, because it is in our inherent human emotion for us to go pursuits, for us to go find change, for us to go find something new. And I think that is both the beauty and the curse, Jello. It could give you anxiety, and it could go like in a very, very bad way where it makes you feel hopeless. It makes you feel like there's never enough time, like you feel there's never enough whatever. But at the same time, it could also be the driving force, and it could also be like, you know, many things that could lead to many good positive things. Wow, elite commentary, by the way. Wow, this is real valuable shit that you come to listen to. Good thing leads to many good things. Wow, so profound, so expressful. No, that is mostly what I want to say about the question, but I do would like to bring up media examples in a way for me to solidify had leva ktar ktar. So the next part, if you are interested, I'm going to talk about some of my favorite works of media, whether a game, whether a book, whether a song, whether whatever. and loosely try to relate it to the subject is at hand. Okay, cool. All right, next part. Thank you. I think it's impossible to that life stopping and just, you know, not having the satisfaction in your life and not talk about The Midnight Library, a very, very good book. Rightfully so, it's very popular, but it's rightfully popular in my opinion. It's a good book. If you're not aware of the plot or the synopsis of the book, I'll catch you up. Essentially, واحد خيتي, she's gonna die. And before she dies, she is given the option to browse واحد library, like a fictional library. And the whole jig ديال the book is that every book she can wish for any book, because every book in that library represents an alternative universe life, a potential life that she could have had. And because she ends up manifesting واحد الليست ديال regrets she had in life, mainly like 5 out of 4, she attempts to live a life she attempts to go and live one of those lives if a regret didn't happen. Metalan, she believes that one of the reasons why her life went to shit was because of her divorce, because of her not being able to chase her first love, and then, you know, not all of that. So after she goes to the library, she wishes for a life where she did instead end up, you know, following with her first lover, they didn't get a divorce, blah blah blah. And she goes and lives like a life, and the condition of the whole book is that if she ends up being truly satisfied with the book, out of the life that she chose, she will naturally fall into it and she will forget all of this happened. But she's in a state of limbo, okay? So she goes into this book, lives her life. She ends up opening this little beer bar, wine, beer. I forgot which beer a la wine. When they end up opening this little cute bar in this small little town. And in face value, it all looks perfect. But then through the life, she starts like learning, her husband actually cheated on her with one of the employees they had. Not this again. Oh my God. And also they end up having, he ends up being low-key abusive as well. And so she doesn't end up pushing for a life. She ends up pushing for another life where she had good relations with her brother. They end up becoming world famous super rock star people. But then her brother overdoses on drugs and then ends up dying, and she doesn't want that. So she keeps changing her lives in every single one until she finds the answer, the one that she would truly be satisfied with. And I can't tell you the answer, obviously. Go read the book. But I think that book is a really big, big inspiration, answer to the question, when does a life stop? She's presented with the option to stop life, you know, to just die and pass away, but she doesn't want to. And when she does get the life that she wants, she's always thinking about what comes next, what happens next. Is it the life that I want? Is it not? And I think that's a very relatable and good book. Lee explains these concepts in detail, you could say. I think that's a very good media example, this example. And I'll share with you one more example before calling it a day. But if you would argue, this is essentially doing your homework. Next example I would like to present is the absolute classical, amazing documentary / short movie جيل Bo Burnham called Inside. If you know, then you have to wait for me to let me cook, because I do see it as that way. But خلاصتان, Bo Burnham was this internet comedian. He got really popular around 2015-2016-ish. And then he made one comedy tour. And then after the comedy tour, he just ended up isolating himself and not showing himself to the public. And then during COVID, actually, he made a very brilliant documentary /short movie about 1 hour long. It still pertains his comedic songs and comedic integrity, but it kind of mixes it as well with the self-doubts, becoming famous, with isolation gel, like, you know, COVID when that was a thing, and all of these like creator anxiety problems that people, the creators have. Not that I consider myself a creator. Well, I do, but not to the same level as like Bo Burnham or some other shit like that. But if you haven't, please go watch it. Inside by Bo Burnham is absolutely amazing. It's worth the watch. The reason why I bring it up, one of the common themes Lee Bo Burnham ends up playing is the fact that even though he achieved what many people would consider success in a very, very big scale, he made money, he became successful, became well-known, he was funny, a lot of people consider him funny. He was hit with such a big wave of anxiety and like self-doubt and criticizing himself or whatever. Because he didn't know where to go next. Everything that he made fails to compare to his magnum opus. Every song that he would try feels like it was inspired by the same song again and again. So it doesn't feel creative at all. And the short documentary does such a great job at just untangling this feeling and just having the emotion gel, somebody who's creative, and that fear of having to present it after such a long time and after supposedly creating your masterpiece and just like wondering with yourself, what comes next? Maybe projection, maybe not. So I believe Bo Burnham, as she was making that documentary, a big part of it was him just projecting and asking himself, what comes next? What do I do next? I made fun of this. I wrote about that. But what comes next? What do I do next? And that's an answer, realistically, but even Bo Burnham doesn't know. Who knows? I mean, the documentary ends with him going outside, which is metaphorically representing, he's ready to confront the world again, but maybe not under the same pretense, gel his self persona li kan amil qabl. But it still is a wonderful question, gel, what can go wrong, essentially, when you start asking yourself, what comes next? Which, the question, yeah, what comes next, is an extent of when does life stop, right? So, if Midnight Library, the book, was an example of how, what comes next, when does life stop, what happens when it goes positively, where the main character, she ends up finding, this is what she wanted in life, this is her motivation, this is the life that she wanted to choose, blah, 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 and this is what is valuable to her, thus, this is what I want to do next. Then Bo Burnham's Inside is the negative of that emotion, where it's like, when you let the question of what comes next, which leads you to question your identity, your creation, your surroundings, how do you identify yourself? Do you identify by the work that you do, the hobbies that you have, the friends that you know? These type of questions. So if Midnight Library was the good, then Bo Burnham's Inside is the bad. So if you are very much interested within these things, then please do read them. Honorable mentions involve the feeling you get as a player as you play games such as Death Stranding. Aula Dark Souls as well. I feel like you can relate emotionally, where you're like, what comes next? What do we do next? But yeah, I just wanted to discuss subject A because I feel like it's a very important question to have right now, because truly, what comes next? I'm living in my supposed dream, but it doesn't feel like I'm living in that dream, if that makes sense. And at the same time, I do find myself questioning, what comes next? What can I derive joy from? What do I identify myself with? Can I be like the people that I idolize? Can I be like one of them? What does the future hold up for me? When do I get to have a break? When do I get to stop? And if you do have a break, you end up not enjoying the break because we've conditioned ourselves to have the feeling, you know, if I'm not doing anything productive or if I'm not doing anything, period. If I'm not doing anything, period, then you don't feel good. That's natural. That's human desire to just keep doing more and more and more. That's a very normal emotion. I encourage it. In fact, in my opinion, I think that is a feeling to be encouraged. Yes, you should have moments where you feel grounded and restful and everything, but also I believe that you should also have moments where you feel like you feel uncomfortable when doing nothing. That's the point. Yeah, I don't think there's any answer to this question, except just embracing the fact that we are all work in progress. And this is not something I came up with. I could never come up with such a genius quote. It's probably, I read it somewhere in Tumblr. I don't know, man. Khulasatan, we are all works in progress, and there's no shame in that. But to me, I feel like knowing the answer to that question probably comes from knowing your identity. I feel like if you know your identity, then you know what comes next. And the beauty of not having an identity or having such a passing identity, you could say, is that you can mold it into whatever you like, right? So it's always a work in progress. How I used to define myself a year ago or a week ago, is not how I define myself now. So, and it's probably not going to be how I define myself 2 years from now or something like that. So, honestly, just be a work in progress. Because, Fesh, you are working in progress. And when you are working towards something that you want, that is what you are. It's kind of similar to, you know, it's not the reward of the journey what matters, but the journey itself is what matters. Similar to how the One Piece is nothing but the friendships that we made along the way and the relationships that we grew. Woohoo! The One Piece is not real. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mishmash Nimahlesh. I honestly forgot how to do this outro, and I really couldn't be bothered to go look at previous episodes. It's a new era, it's a new dawn, time to shake things up. So, if you like this episode of Mishmash Nimahlesh, please do let me know. Please share it with your friends. Please go to sleep with this episode. I don't know. Make love to it. I don't know, man. But yeah, let me know your feedback. Let me know your comments. And I hope you tune into the next episode. Thank you. Bye-bye.